Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today near our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Professor Nakavi, in our previous episodes, we have been discussing physical development, cognitive development, emotional development, the aims of these developments. Now, do we have something called as ideological development?
Yes, when we are talking about self-development, we were talking about the relationship we have with ourselves. So we need to, as I said, in that relationship with ourselves, mental, physical, mental can be mentioned as the intellectual and emotional development of the self.
Okay.
So the parents have to make the child understand that this development has to take place. They should focus on this, these three aspects.
Okay.
And create an environment which makes the child think about these things in a proper way. Of course, you can't do it in a classroom environment. You need to gradually infuse that understanding, imbibe that. Sometimes make him think about those mental, cognitive issues, then to go on to emotional things.
Okay.
And then to physical aspects. They come together, all of them come together. And then now, these are the threshold things which all human beings require.
All right.
These are the threshold basic faculties as a human being, which are required for the development of the human being as a person who wants to become a competent believer. Or maybe he believes in any form of ideology.
Yeah.
He may have any worldview.
Yeah.
He may have any, he may follow any denomination. He may even be an atheist.
Yeah.
But these are things which are required.
Yeah.
Even an atheist would require these things to be developed properly.
Yeah.
But if they are developed properly, then he should not become an atheist.
Yeah.
That is another thing. But as a human being, generally, we need to develop these three aspects. Then, now that these threshold things are taken care of, now we need to start working upon the
general concepts.
The general concepts that are necessary for success in this world.
Yeah.
As Muslims, we have to develop the worldview.
Yeah.
The worldview is, of course, takes place, the development of the worldview is related to the cognitive aspects of our mental faculties.
Okay.
Worldview is cognition. is understanding,
yeah.
is knowing, is comprehending, is contemplating, is meditation.
Yeah.
Understanding the reality of the universe in its totality.
Okay.
And whether it has a creator or not. If what is our worldview? Is it a worldview based on the fact that we believe in a creator for the universe or we don't? So this is the development of the worldview. It's a sort of speculative or descriptive reasoning, as it is called.
Yeah.
Propositional reasoning.
Yeah. We'll talk about that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi and we're discussing about ideological development. Well, Professor Naqavi, there are so many kids in the schools. Some are very fearful. They are always staying in a very awkward position and they're scared of everyone. And there are some kids who have a superiority complex. Do you think something is wrong in their ideological development?
Of course, it goes back to those basic faculties again. I mean, sometimes if their cognition has not been developed properly, if their cognitive faculties, they do not get a correct picture of the facts of life. They do not understand what life, and especially human life, is, what it stands for. That would make them feel inferior or superior, as the case may be. Human dignity, when we talk about Islam, especially when we talk about the Islamic worldview, we believe that Allah Almighty has created us and given us dignity. As we mentioned before also, the basic virtue, the basic felicity that is present in the human being is the dignity he has because of the very fact that we say that Allah Almighty says, نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. So if the child is made to realize that a human being has dignity,
yeah.
then everything flows out from that karama that the human being has.
Yeah, talking about dignity, you remind me of one of the conversations I recently had with one of my classmates who went to another state to do MBBS. And then when he came after 13 years, I was just seeing a total drastic change in the person. And then when we had a very small conversation, the guy was telling me that, yes, it all happened. All my that ego was broken down when I was a victim of ragging in college. So do you think as Muslims, as a child, there should have been his parents working upon his ideology that you as a Muslim are free, you as a Muslim carry some different ideology and you should not be victim of any thing that actually causes damage to your dignity?
Basically, yes, exactly. That is very important that we develop in the child the worldview, proper worldview. Talk about the Creator, Allah Almighty. Talk about ourselves as human beings. What is the place the human beings occupy in the scheme of things that has been created by Allah Almighty?
Yeah.
The very fact that Allah Almighty says that I have created the universe for your sake.
Yeah.
And I have created you for myself.
True.
The human being is the ultimate thing Allah Almighty has created, upon which He congratulates Himself in the Quran. Tabarakallah ahsan al-khaliqin. So the pinnacle of His creation is the human being. So the human being has a very important place in the whole scheme of things. I mean, yeah. Something which is beyond even the angels.
And what a human being, what a child, what a parent needs to have in mind. We'll discuss that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi. We're discussing about ideological development. Yes, Professor.
So when we talk about the worldview or the ideology, of course, these two words can be used interchangeably.
Okay.
Worldview, ideology. But sometimes when we talk about ideology along with the worldview, when we compare them, what we imply by the term worldview, as in the terms of Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, we're talking about the descriptive aspects, the facts of the universe.
Yeah.
And when we talk about the ideologies, about what ought to be done or what ought not to be done.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm using the word and the term worldview.
Yeah.
How we see the world. How True. Do we explain it?
True.
Do we understand it to be just a physical entity, or there's something beyond the physical entity?
Yeah.
So that is the worldview. And there's where we understand that there's a linkage between the human being and his creator.
Yeah.
There's a purpose for the creation of the human being. So this is the, you can call it the ideological development in the general sense, or the worldview is developed. The worldview is the understanding of the world, of the universe, of human life.
All right.
And that has to be developed over the various levels of education and bringing up the child.
Mm-hmm.
The worldview I have as a parent, it should be very clear.
Okay.
Unless I have that proper worldview, how am I expected to develop that in the child? So I have to be very clear in my thinking about the world.
Yeah.
And therefore, till I do not develop that correct understanding, if I'm not able to inculcate that, then I should to employ the services of a person who can do that. And that is where you need a guide, a mentor, a teacher, a coach for your child, if you're not able to do it yourself. But you need to teach your child, bring him up in the worldview that is correct. Not that he or she, the child, should think that, oh, my parents are Muslims, therefore I am a Muslim. No, that is not correct.
Develop reasoning for him.
Islam says that Islam expects every human being to accept Islam and its worldview on his own, based on his own rational thinking.
True. Thank you so much, Professor Naqavi. That was a really important discussion. So we can say the ideological development or the development of worldview is one and the same thing. And you as a Muslim have a different worldview, and that should be seen in your actions. And that's how you can inculcate that in your children. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio or our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah. God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.